Okay, your Gemara Beis. We're holding. Be Amar Rabba Abba Amar Shmuel. Shalosh Shanim Nechlechu Be Shamay Be Silo. It's four lines before the end of the narrow lines. And your Gemara Beis. So Amar Rabba Abba Amar Shmuel. Shalosh Shanim Nechlechu Be Shamay Be Silo. There is a 3-year argument between Be Shamay Be Silo. Halalu Omrim Halacha Kumarseinu. Halalu Omrim Halacha Kumarseinu. They argue, assuming this is the arguments where they argue in many areas, constantly each one feeling that they had the correct approach to the halachas. Yotza Basko V'Amarot. Basko came out and said, Elu Elu Dibrilikim Chayim. Halacha Kibesilo. Both are correct. But the loch is like Basilo. Both are words of the living God. But the loch is like Basilo.
Now, I thought this sort of notion of Rove, we had the Yutama Stuffer. Why don't they just use that approach?
The way we understood over there in that case was that they forced the minion.
You would have thought
that
one of the sides you would have forced
them in. It's over there, that scenario where Beis Shammai is able to do that was a case where they were the majority. He had to have them all sitting together in Sanhedrin to force such a halacha. It's only binding, so they're all sitting in the Sanhedrin together. I'm not sure why that wasn't happening, but it doesn't seem that was happening. So this Basil says they're both right, but we pass on Basil. So what? If you tell me one's wrong, I understand why we're passing like the other one, right? If you tell me they're both right, so why are we passing on Basil? So the Mora says, I cannot compete with you. I will wait till you're finished. Because they were neuchen, they were gentle. Aluvin, they allowed themselves to be. They were anovim. They allowed themselves to be insulted, and they would learn the words of Dibrei Beis Shammai together with their own words. They would present Beis Shammai's words first. How do we see that? Because Shanina, we have the Mishnah Misha Hoya Rosha Baruba Besukah. Meshuchan b'sechabai is a person who is in the sukkah, but his table is in the house. B'shami poslim u'b'silam machshir, and B'shami says it's possible. B'silam says it's kosher. Then it continues. It says, "Amar b'silam b'shami lokach oyamaisa." Wasn't this the story that happened? Shahochu zikne b'shami b'zikne b'silam. That there are earlier generations of Beis Shammai Beis Hillel went. The Vakas Rabbi Yochanan ben Acharanis, Umetzu Yosef Roshav Rubu Vesukah B'Shulchan B'Sach Abayis. And Rabbi Yochanan ben Acharanis was sitting thus. And apparently, that's acceptable. So Amar Lahem Beis Shammai. Beis Shammai said back. That's from there is a proof. So you see from the story. So Beis Shammai said that at that point in time they told him it was wrong what he did. It means we had a rice, so they have a power to affect the rice or not. That's the discussion of the Tosfos over there. But
allegedly, who agreed with, in other words, who said you would never give to? It was only the Zikne Beis Shammai, or the Zikne Beis Hillel as well?
I think it's Zikne Beis Shammai. The Beis Shammai is claiming that's what they as a group told him. But you see in the story, we have Basil talking, here we have Basil clearly talking, and they said, wasn't there a story that this Kenim of Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel went? We would accept them and say this Kenim of Beis Hillel and Beis Shammai went. They mentioned Beis Shammai's Kenim first. So the Brisa continues and says, the person who lowers himself down, HaKadosh Baruch Hu will raise him up. Claiming Beis Shammai was Magbiyatz, but the point Beis Hillel did an active expression of being lower than himself. A person who is trying to get, he's mechazer, he's seeking out to get the gedula, so the gedula will run away from him. And b'chol dechik is a shor, a person who pushes his, he tries to get his moment in the sun, he pushes it. Shor dechak, so the opposite will happen is that the moments will push him back. B'chol nitzchim in the ashor, a person who accepts and waits for let it happen. Shor medesloy, he will get his moments. Okay, let's finish off the Mishnah with the Rashi. Tana Rabbanan. Shtei shanim u'mechzu nechlechu Beis Shammai Beis Hillel. There was a 2.5 year machlokes between Beis Shammai Beis Hillel. Halala oimrim nechle l'odom shelo nivru niyesu misha nivru. One of them said, it's better for a person that he had not been created rather than he would be being created. Halala oimrim nechle l'odom shelo nivru niyesu misha lo nivru. No, it's better that he was created. Nimnuv government they came to accounts. The correct approach is that it was better that he should not have been nivra rather than being nivra. Ach shav shenivra yifashesh b'maisav v'amrlo yimashmesh b'maisav. But now that he's been created, he should be mafashmesh and be mamashmesh in his maisav. Some say yifashmesh. So Yifash is this assert, the Rashi learns is this search through the action, what you've done before. And Yamash is what you're doing, the person that's doing it right now, a person should take consideration to what he's doing. So the Gra in Kehelis says that this Gemara seems to be Pella. Russian created man. So the final decision was, you know what, Bershom, really blew it better. Hey, you've not done it. I mean, so you really blew it. Okay, now that we're here, it was just a strange Gemara. A, B, what's this Yifashish Ramash? Like, why is that? What's the flow of the into the Yifashish Ramash? What's the connection between that? There's no argument that the idea of the creation of man that is a good thing. It's the right thing. The question is Gilgal a good thing? Coming back a second time is that a good idea? He's going on the Pasuk, which you think about the Pasuk sounds strange. It says, Meshavech v'ni is a mesim, asher mesu. I praise the dead which died. Minachayim, asher heim chayim v'dena, from the living which are still living. So there's a double, both parts of the, each part of the Pasuk has a redundancy. Most mesim died. I don't even mean Mason, which Mason Asher Mesu is you know, obvious, and Minachayim, the Chayim, which are Chayim, yes, you know. Says the argument is it's good to come back a second time. The advantage is to come back a second time is you get to do more mitzvahs. Disadvantage is you can damage your neshama coming back a second time. This is the argument. So is it worth coming back a second time? So the final decision was Meshech Mi is a Mason Asher Mesu. The dead would stay dead. Are better than the Chayim, which are still living. They're coming around for a second round. He says, why? Because the person comes back a second time to correct an issue. The problem is, he comes back a second time to correct an issue. The challenges he's going to have in that area are very significant, and there's no guarantee that he's going to be able to correct it. Seemingly gets a chance to do more Torah and more mitzvahs, he might do the opposite in a very negative sense. So, therefore, so what's the solution the Mori gives? He says, if a person needs to know what he has to correct. If you know what he needs to have to correct, at least you can focus on it. Well, if a person has, he should search through his actions, if he finds he has repeatedly an area which either it's a, he has a significant problem with it, or alternatively, he's drawn to trying to do something, a mitzvah say, you can assume that that's why you're back here. This way, at least you have a little bit of a clue of what to work on. So that's what Yafash Rishon Maisav and Yamash Rishon Maisav. So when the person comes back, he's coming back for specific reasons, the person will specifically challenge him in that area, or he'll be drawn towards that area in a positive sense. And that's how the Goyen understands this Gemara.
This Shaila had to be possible. I mean, it's a philosophical question. That doesn't have halachic ramifications. So why do they
have a nimna, have a minion? I don't know. It probably does have some type of a force of but I don't know how you apply it in Shemayim once this has been the decision. Would have been an interesting thing. Okay, Zakrashi. What?
Yotzer Mishanivra. Yotzer Mishanivra seems like extra words.
That's exactly what he's saying.
Yotzer,
it's
Yotzer is another time mission, another creation.
Right. I think we're holding Al Sof Daitoy. The third line from the top of the Amud also have Daito Lo Yuchel Lahavin Beizah the word of Nechernim Beizah ain't the word of Nechernim Shoy Yosin Das Meyushev Hagun Al Ein Halacha Kolacha. They weren't sure when he was saying the proper idea, when he was saying the improper, the idea which is not proper, because he would spend the time thinking about that which is not the halacha as much as he spent time thinking about that which is the halacha. Why we could argue that the sherit should be tor. So the tummy should be Torah. So that was confusing to people. Rabbi says the Chazisla Rabbi Meir Mechuroi Shalmati Lefonov Yishavti Beshura Shal Acharav. When I was learning by Rabbi Meir, which is called Lamati Lefonov, but I was behind him. Nocha Shememis Adam of Behema maybe Tumas Lavi kills people, kills animals, brings Tumas Meis and Tumas Levela to the world. Torah Kishemes when itself died, the Torah the Shemana Shrotzim Lixivi. There are only eight shrotzim would have tumma. The Mora says that's not a good kavu chermah. Chazin and Maisa Kodesh ba'alma kavod. Aluvin and Sablonim they accept their insult. Shalom divrei shama divrei divrei shama. Shoyi beishama mevi'in raya le divrei minatero. V'silam mevi'in raya mi mikra acher when each one is being a pasuk to support himself. Then they would answer, so what do we do with Beishamai's pasuk? Lama bo. They didn't take it lightly, Beishamai's approach to the pasuk. They would consider it very strongly until they felt it was not compelling. So a person has to recline to read. In the morning, you should stand. Shenemar kol adam because the apostle says you can be walking. According to you, they have to be lying or standing. You can lom and never So till they found another way to understand the pasuk. Even though they felt they had a compelling proof from a different pasuk that Beishama was wrong, they would feel a need to explain Beishama's pasuk also before they would do disagree. They put Beishama first. The Kamar Lahu Maisa, they told Beishama, listen, there's a story, Shehocho Zikte Beishama, and the Bahara, then afterwards, they mentioned Zikte Beishama. What's the being dechik as a shah? Misiagay, a person who toils lahashir, well, he's gadol to become rich and to become important. V'rosh enam atzeich, and he sees it doesn't work. He keeps trying different avenues to get that position. So you should know the time will push back. But if you're patient, it'll come. I think I'll tell you the story with the Chabad Chaim. The Maisa with the Chabad Chaim, there was a person who was living in poverty, Talmud Chacham, and he felt the Chabad Chaim suggested him to become a Mashkiach in one of the yeshivas. One of the big yeshivas in Europe was looking for a Mashkiach. So it's a very chashuv position, Mashkiach. He suggested this person should be that person. Before they had actually executed upon it, that person came to Chabad Chaim bemoaning that he would like to find a position, and he has nothing to live on, etc. Chabad Chaim felt that it was an expression of a lack of bitachon and emunah, and the person befitting the position of the Mashkiach shouldn't have that be the situation. So he said the Mashkiach of the Yeshiva not to take him. So had he waited another week, he would have got the job. But he wanted to push. You push, you don't get. It's not much to score. I'm not getting involved right now in the hashkafah underpinnings of that story, but that's the story. Yeah. Chabad Chaim was a nice person. Okay. Yifashish b'maisim she'osa kvar, looks at the things that he did already, but yivdak aveirish b'yodah b'yiswadah b'yoshu. She seek through, search through what has he done wrong and correct it. Dushuv. Yimashish b'maisim k'gonim bol mitzah l'yodah. Right now he has an opportunity to do something. He should calculate the gains versus the losses. Do not then decide not to do it because of the loss you're taking. There's a tremendous scar which will come. So the person should be calculated in his decisions. So Sharm quotes this Gemara in the Midah of Zahiris. The first Midah that he talks about is Zahiris. A person should be do his actions with calculation, should be with forethought. Zok de Mishnah. Karsha Amru. This car that we said you can close your mobi with. Rechava ke le kabel ariach. It has to be wide enough to hold an ariach. Ariach is a half of a brick. A brick is ariach is chati levena shel shloisha tefachim. It's the brick was 3x3, and this will be half of that, so it's 1.5x3. There was a standard size they used to make, thickness used to make it. So it has to be wide enough to hold that brick. If it's a tefach wide, and you put the brick across it on the width of the brick overlaying the tefach, you'll end up with sitting on a tefach and a quarter of a tefach sticking out on each side. That's something which would be a valid balance. Okay. So now the Mishnah says, "Rechava kele kabel riach." It has to be that wide. Ubriel kele kabel riach. It also has to be strong enough. It's not enough that it's that width. It has to actually be able to hold an riach. Bhuram rechava avol pi shein briach. No, it's as long as it has the width, even though it doesn't have the strength. Therefore, it was made out of straw or konim or thin, let's say reeds, which cannot support the weight of an ariach. Rebuta says, we deal with it as if it had been made out of very strong metal, which akuma, it was bent, so therefore even though theoretically it could hold an ariach, it's wide enough to hold an ariach, but it can't hold it because it's not flat. It has a bend in it, it arcs up or something. Right, it's a kilo heap shoot. We look at it as if it's flat. Agula, if it was a round beam as opposed to a flat one. We look at it as if it was square. Excuse me. If you measure around the circumference of this log, and it's at 3 tefachim around, so it means it's 1 tefach wide, which is not precise, but that's the more seems accepted. That's sufficient for our halacha. There's a machlokes. The more touches on it, we say they have to be able to hold an ariach. How many ariachs is that? Does it mean one? Or it means that throughout the length of the kara, it has to be strong enough to hold an ariach. So it has to be theoretically, if each ariach is 1.5 by 3, so you're putting the 1.5, if this is the curve going this, the 1.5 goes this way, so it's 3 tefachim, and then 3 tefachim, and then 3 tefachim, so an amas is 6 tefachim, so it's 10 amas long, it has to hold 20 of them. All right, it has to be strong enough to hold 20 of these areas.
That's only according to the Tanakhama.
Correct, not according to the Behuda. Doesn't mean strong enough to hold one. So that's a major machlokes. Rechava kele kabel ariach. So Rashi says derma lekviyas livnos aleh, meaning something which that you could theoretically build on. So it says some element of kviyas that it's there. Ariach hatzel aveinu shel gimel tefachim nims ariach tefach umechsa rechav. It's 1.5 tefachim wide. Daya lekarish rechav tefach kadei lekabel ariach zeber rochvoy umor parach tefach umechsa boy. Why is that sufficient? How are you picturing what should happen? You need a tefach and a half. Hoysa shokash, Rabbi Yehuda Karmel. This is all Rabbi Yehuda talking. Since it's bent, the riach can't sit in it. A gula. So it's a question of balance now. When a riach yochel lamed aleh, now will obehi shim techolak yehi ruchav tefach. If you cut it through the middle, it'll be a tefach wide. But it's round. It's opposed to a square. Rodos akili himurabas nifselas a chaluka, as if it would have been chopped through or smoothed out. Vezo he midas a gula l'hachsher. What's around? How large does it have to be to sit as kosher? Kosher yesh mekayv a gimel tefachim. Shishich a chud orach gimel tefachim. Like if you need a thread which is 3 tefachim long to go around it. Sub around the item. So you know that you can assume there's a width of a tefach if you cut it down the middle.
Why not just measure it directly?
Sometimes it's a little bit hard. You can measure it at the end, etc. But here you have anywhere along the way you can measure, take a measurement. It's hard to measure. It's hard to measure on putting the thing on top and siding it down to the sides. It's much easier just measured around.
I don't understand why you need, according to Tanakhama, for it to be sturdy enough for the area.
Well, either you're going to learn that if you learn Karas and Shum Hecker, you're going to learn that the Hecker is when you put something there which has a level of permanency that you can build on it. That's what creates the hecker. You have something there. I don't know what's that there. Something sitting there for a few minutes. So as long as it's clearly here to be part of, it's a part. It's built into part of the binyan. So that creates the hecker. If you learn it's a dinner mechitza, so apparently the learning that has, he holds it. You need a kavua item to be able to create a mechitza.
Well, I mean, according to the hecker. So if I had, nailed it in or something. Why wouldn't that? So it's got its permanence. It's not going to blow away.
But the fact that you can, the Rashi, the fact that you can build on it is a different level of the way people perceive it. In fact, which just it's there. It's a weather vane on top. Weather vane on top is different than saying I'm ready to build another level. So people perceive it as more significant.
mean, we have all these, in terms of mechitza, I mean, we have all these halachas about, you know, not needing the you know, the physical. We have these virtual walls and so forth. This is...
It's possible you hold Kirsten Shum Hecker, so it seems to be the main point. Is, and Tosha says, even if you hold Shum Mechitza, you need Hecker Ksas.
So this is
way over. This is Kerr, but Lechi will Lechi gets his own conversation. No. The reason is because the lechi is more obvious to people. If it's because if you learn it's because of hecker, the lechi is much more obvious. It's post up on top, there's this post at the end of the. If you learn it's because mishum mechitzas, then the mechitzas it's all locha mishum sinai. So. Some might say it's the Rabbanan, this is the Rabbanan, Midrash, it could be sufficient without it, but so Zal wanted to have a Rabbanan, they want it to be more clear. Right. Something more, Tefach Mechsam boy, it needs a Tefach and a half. Our answer is keeping the Ruch of the Kabbal Tefach, since it can hold a Tefach's worth of the Ariach. So either chati tefach, the remaining half of a tefach, malbon lebetina, mashum haigisa. What you could do is you could suddenly take some tit and you would hold it, and put a quarter of a tefach on each sticking on each side, and fill it in from below with some tit to hold it in place. That would be sufficient support. That would stand. Okay. Omer. If you want, the idea is that it should sit. So if it's a tefach and a half, it sits in a tefach and a half. If it's only a tefach, you have parts sitting on both sides. It's not really fully, truly supported. If you cement it on, you cemented it on.
The cement is to attach it to the beam, because then it would be underneath it. It's at the level of the beam underneath the upper beam.
Correct.
So that doesn't support it better.
Why doesn't it support it better? Right. Our problem isn't the question, but it's balanced better because it's not going anywhere. Because regards to balance, it has something beneath it holding it. Okay. Amar Rabba Bar Rav Huna, Karish to Amru, Tzrichah Shadei Bria Kele Kabel Ariach. The Tanakhama says it has to be strong enough to be able to hold a Ariach. But Umamile Kara Enan Tzrichah Shadei Bria Kele Kabel Ariach. They didn't actually lie these items there. They have to be strong enough to be able to lie these items. So now, I take my beam, which is strong enough to do that, and I go up and I attach it with screws. So the screws hold the beam in place, and they're strong enough to hold the weight of the beam in place. Yeah, but if you go now, take 20 cement bricks and put it on top, the screws are going to pull out of the wall. So, is that a problem? He says, no, it's not a problem. Since the car, from the car's perspective, it's strong enough. The fact that practically, when you attach it in such a way where it couldn't handle it, that's not a problem. No, it has to be strong enough to actually be able to do this. Okay.
I mean, how is it possible that the korah needs to be strong enough so it has to be a substantial korah, and that it don't have to be? Physically, how does that work?
No, because physically, we don't put the riach on top of the korah. We just have to say it has to be theoretically strong enough to do that.
Okay, you don't have to.
Right, so that all that weight is not going to be there, so the screws will hold the weight of the korah going across, but not the weight of the korah plus the extra bricks. So, Krashi. Mal bin law, lakara batina, they attach it with this cement. A memorat batit mishipua, you attach it at an angle. Aloy etzba mikan. Remember, a tefach is 4 etzbos of the wider etzbos of your thumb's breadths. So you put a thumb's breadth thick on one side. Kenet mikan. Umash oisul lakara, and it sort of smooths, attaches it to the kara. Malbin is loshin levenim. Building with bricks. You say this, I put it on top of a nails. It doesn't have to be strong enough to be able to hold the kara and the riyah. It has to be able to handle the kara. So you don't actually put the riyah there. The car has to be a substantial item to be able to hold such something on top of it. That creates a better hacker. They don't add or subtract to the hacker. You're not sitting up and saying, wow, those nails, now I recognize the car. Because there's hefty nails there. So they're not relevant. The car has to be strong enough to hold the Ariach, and the Mamidim have to be strong enough to hold the car and the Ariach. Okay. Back in the Gemara, Omer Reb Sheshes. So we're holding about 8 lines down. Second word of the line, Omer Reb Sheshes. Hiniach Kara Al Gabi Mavi. So you put a person to put a kara as correct, normal. Uparis aleo maxellus. Then he hung a reed mat from the kara, and so he hung like a curtain basically at the end of the mavet. The bia min a karka shloisha. But it did not reach the ground. It was more than three. It was 3 tefachim or more off of the ground. So there's an airspace beneath it. So loch is kara en kan, mechitza en kan. It's neither a kara nor a mechitza. So you have nothing. Kara en kan, the hab mechsia. But once it's having this machzelus, holding myself, it's not clear that it's a kara. It's covered in a sense because it looks like it's just a support for this thing which is hanging there. It's not perceived as a kara. Mechitza in kan, the habi la mechitza shagadim boikin bo. It's not a valid mechitza because it doesn't reach low enough, and animals could go beneath it. That removes its status of a valid mechitza. Okay. Let's do the two Rashi's on that. Marcellus. First Rashi is the 5th. Narrow line in Rashi, last word, Marcellus, Lias Mechitza, Liapas Kerch, Heter. He figures like he'll be really frum, and I'll put this Mechitza there, right? Well, it ends up with nothing. Shekadim Boykin Bo, Hoyle, Ugoiva, Shloisha, it has a height of 3 off of the ground. Havi Mechitza, Tluya, Vedamateris, Mechitza, Tluya, and hanging Mechitza does not work on Kark, it only works over water. Tana Rabbanan. Back in the Gemara. Okay. Some more quotes of Brisa. Kara hayotza mikosel zeh devena nagas mikosel zeh. It doesn't reach all the way across. The chen shtei karas achas yotza mikosel zeh v'achas yotza mikosel zeh devena nagas zay b'zay. They don't meet in the middle, but each started from one end, and they're in the middle. There's a gap. If the gap is less than 3, from the case where it was missing on the side or was missing in the middle, it's less than 3. That's fine. You do not need to bring a different kara. This is acceptable. If it's shloisha ready, once it's 3 ready, it's not lavud. Then tzarich lavi kara acheres. Okay, Rabbi Shimon ben Gamliel, Amar Pachas Mekalan, in Tzarech Lavi Kara Acheres, Arba Tzarech Lavi Acheres, his definition of love is 4. So he accepts it up to a gap of 4. Theoretically, each one is strong enough to hold the Riach, but as, if you look at Lovud as if the area is filled in between, it would be strong enough to hold an Ariya.
Does that mean that individually they don't have to?
Well, the problem is when you have it, once you have that gap in the middle, so that you the support you're getting is only from one side.
Right.
So it's going to,
unless it's strongly reinforced, that would be
correct. It was the same, but Parshas the din of love would allow for that also. Okay.
So we were talking about love vertically. Now we're talking about the gap supporting the horizontal.
Correct.
How would we distinguish between those two?
One's referred to as chavut sometimes. When you have to lower an item, it's called chavut, right? But there's no path of difference between the two. In regards to this, sometimes it's just lumped under the concept called love. When you want to differentiate between the two, you call. Okay, we'll see the next. We'll see the next case in a second.
And we had the pasim at the end of the. We were at the vertical pasim, 10 amos on one side and 2 on the other, and then a pas of 4.
Right. That's not love. That's in a meruba.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Thank you.
That's a lot when you're talking about specifically about a machitza. Okay. V'chein beis kuras hamasimus. You have two kuras which are running parallel to each other. Lo bezoiken el kabel ariyach. Lo bezoiken el kabel ariyach. Neither one alone is enough. Is wide enough or strong enough to hold an ariyach. But I mean, if you use two together. If together the two running parallel across the top of the movi, you can put a riach across that with its tefach that it needs. So that's acceptable.
Do they have to be within like love distance?
Well, by definition, they're going to be within love. They're going to put a riach which is going to be a tefach wide across them, so they're within love. Imlav tzarch lovi karacheres. If not, so that you couldn't, they're too far apart, so then it won't work. Rishim Megalilomer imakablus makabelus ariach laorchay shloisha ain tzarch lovi karacher. So we're going to say a kula. Remember, we said it's 1.5 by 3. So normally we discuss we're going to put it the three running parallel to the kara. And the 1.5 perpendicular to the karo. Says, what about a case where the gap is larger? Since the ariach is 3, I can lie the ariach with the length of the ariach. The three is running perpendicular to the two karos. Am I making sense? Right? So putting it across the other direction, it'll land on both. So that's also acceptable. Then, if you can do that, ain tzarech l'havi karacheres, v'im lav tzarech l'havi karacheres.
Was double the weight.
I'm sorry.
Double the weight has to carry.
Why?
They're 3 long, 1.5 wide.
Right.
Lengthwise.
In the mount, if you learn, you have to have multiple ones. Yes, it would be double the weight. You don't even have to have one, so the same one, however you place it.
So the previous case of a double karach is they have to be next to each other?
Both cases are running next. The question is, he's saying that he's accepting a gap up to 3 tvachim, as opposed to. In other words, love is not going to help you over here because it has to actually hold the riach. The riach is we said, so Tanakhama says, a gap of a tefach that will sit between the two. Or you know, a little less than a tefach, and he's saying a gap of up to 3 will work because you can put the reach the other direction, it'll give you a gap of 3. You know, he always love it as 4, so both not using love. Okay, so the Gemara. Hoya achas lamala v'achas lamata. if one, the two are running parallel, but one was actually a little bit higher, one was actually a little bit lower. We look at it as if one was lower down, or alternatively, Rashi says it read it, or one was raised up. You can't have one of them above 20. Or you can't have one below 10 tefachim. Okay. The son of Rabbi Yehuda holds it Rabbi Yehuda in one and argues in one. What is that? He holds like his father in one point. Rabbi Yehuda said we don't need to actually be able to hold the Riyah. We can perceive it greater than it is. So here, practically, this thing cannot hold an Ariyah because it's at an angle. It would be the Ariyah would be angled in such a way that it's not going to lie. But that doesn't bother him. We look at it as if it is. He argues on his father in one point. Either Rehuda sever the Malam Masim, Rehuda sever Sechov in the Malam Mechov Loi. Rehuda back in the first Mishnah said above 20 is acceptable. You hear Rehuda saying that it can't be higher than 20. So at that point, he argues in his father. So you have to do Rashi's. We'll hold Rashi's for Monday, Hashem.